It's here and now. As you've heard way too often, there have been near record snowfalls in many parts of the country this winter, and often property owners can't keep up. Their sidewalks don't get shoveled. It's nearly impossible for people to get around, especially those who use a wheelchair or have trouble seeing well. In Jeremy's hometown, the Twin Cities of Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, there's been 38 inches of snow so far this year, and WILL's Ryan Weber reports on how some of the disabled are faring.
On a windy and cold Sunday afternoon, just a few days after a snowstorm, Meredith Bradford trudges through snow and ice-covered sidewalks in her power wheelchair.
The first day of school, on this exact sidewalk that we're going to end up on, was completely covered in ice, and I, slipped off of it and had to have some random person, help me get up again back onto the sidewalk. So that was kind of embarrassing and not convenient.
The Twin Cities of Champaign and Urbana both have ordinances that require property owners to clear sidewalks, but it only applies if they're located in certain districts such as the downtown areas. That creates a problem for some people with a disability, like Bradford, who has cerebral palsy. She's a sophomore at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus, and she can't get around too easily in her wheelchair after a snowfall. The low-traction wheels are not well-suited for sidewalks with any snow or ice cover.
I just kind of hope that cars see me.
That's Stephanie Zaya, another student in power wheelchair user. She has a different strategy when she can't make it over a sidewalk.
I would rather drive on the street than the sidewalks or the crosswalks. If it was up to me, I'd drive in the middle of the road because people can see me that way, and it's technically safer in my mind.
Zaya says she does that to keep from sliding off of the sidewalks. As we were walking in the windy cold, well, that's exactly what happened. She tries to drive over some light snow cover on a pathway. Not much of an obstacle for me, but it took a couple of minutes for her to make it back onto the sidewalk without tipping over.
Oh, watch out.
Generally, Urbana and Champaign don't issue notices to clear sidewalks in the snow removal districts until at least 2 inches of snow or any amount of ice accumulates. Urbana enacted its snow removal ordinance 2 years ago. The city's environmental compliance officer, Jason Arismith, says if he can see people made an effort to clear sidewalks adjacent to their property, he won't issue them a fine.
Kind of hope that people would comply on their own and be helpful and kind of take care of it, just in general, help each other out. And that's more of what we try and educate and teach people, that, hey, it only takes you another 5 or 10 minutes, clear the sidewalk that's out front, make it easier for your neighbors and those that need to get around.
But student Sheila Snyder, who has a visual impairment that all but eliminates her peripheral vision, says that kind of neighborly camaraderie she would like doesn't carry over in either Champaign or Urbana.
I live in West Champaign, and they're absolutely hideous. Nobody shovels their sidewalks at all.
Because the cities don't have the personnel or revenue available to broaden the areas where the ordinance can be enforced, the responsibility remains with property owners. And U of I student Stephanie Zaya says that can be a real issue for her, especially when she has to sit holed up in her dorm room until enough of the snow is gone.
It's just frustrating because I don't think the people even realize when they, shovel the snow. I don't think they realize how much we need it shoveled, or even if they can shovel it as much as we need it to be. We need it clear.
And unlike the sidewalks, that request seems to be pretty clear. For Here and Now, I'm Ryan Weber.
Well, let's get the big picture on this now from Kelly Buckland. He's executive director of the National Council on Independent Living, which is based in Washington, D.C., where he joins us via Skype. Kelly, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, Jeremy.
Well, is that story that we just heard common across the country?
Yes, it is, at least in the states that get snow. It's very common.
Well, I see, though, that a lot of cities do have regulations. They say you're supposed to clear the sidewalks in front of your house or your business. Although, is that really followed by everyone?
No, it's not. And there are jurisdictions that don't have such a requirement. Like, for instance, D.C. has the requirement. Bethesda, Maryland has the requirement. Fairfax, Virginia does not. So they sort of leave it to people's honor about doing their sidewalks. And of course, some people do and some people don't. There's a thing on the books, but there's not too much enforcement of that.
Well, why is that? Why isn't there more enforcement? Because even the Americans with Disabilities Act calls for things to be accessible to everyone.
That's true. I think it's more an issue of just pure people power in order to enforce the reg. Once you get big snowstorms like that, most people are busy out clearing streets and trying to get people back on the road. And so when it comes to keeping the sidewalks and that stuff usable by people in wheelchairs, that's unfortunately like one of the last things they get around to. So
you are able at least to lobby people in Washington on this issue. What are you asking them to do?
Well, we do ask them to enforce it better. There is actually a requirement in the Americans with Disabilities Act. It's called the maintenance of accessible features. So it requires that if you have accessible features, which you're required to by the ADA, then you also have a requirement to maintain those accessible features. So we actually have put in requests to the Department of Justice because they're the ones that would enforce either of those sections.
And what have they said?
Well, they've actually done some of that in some cities, and they just included it in all of the other work that they're doing in regards to the cities being accessible. You know, in local neighborhoods, it really is a matter of people being neighborly, too.
Well, you, we should say, you've been in a wheelchair since you were about 16. You broke your neck in a diving accident. What has changed? Have things gotten any better since then? That was in 1970.
Oh, yeah. The world is a completely different place. Back then in 1970, the school I went to wasn't accessible. You couldn't get in unless somebody drug you up the stairs. There was no curb cuts. The stuff that you see today in regards to accessible parking spaces, accessible bathrooms, all of those things were non-existent in 1970. And really, frankly, were non-existent until 1990 after the ADA passed.
Well, do you think it's time for an update of the ADA now, and what would you have it do?
Well, you know, the ADA was actually just updated in 2008. So I don't know that it's a problem with the law as much as it is just an issue with enforcement.
Well, we've got a lot of people listening to this who probably have sidewalks in front of their homes. What would your message to them be today?
Be neighborly. Go out and shovel your sidewalks.
Kelly Buckland, Executive Director of the National Council on Independent Living. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And you're listening to Here and Now.